So did your Thanksgiving include surprises? Or, let's just be frank, even disappointments? Did a person majorly disappoint you? Or are you just aching inside because a loved one died, or someone couldn't be there for whatever reason? Or maybe you just felt physically sick and exhausted. Hey, let me remind you, no one, yes, no one has a perfect holiday. That's a myth. We actually can experience something infinitely better than what we see in magazines that are secular and just all about the show. Instead, we can experience someone, the reality of Jesus Christ indwelling us and never leaving or forsaking us. Reminder, if we experienced the original Christmas, nobody would say it contained perfect surroundings and gatherings. Yet Christ's perfect presence made Christmas the original Christmas. That remains the case today. So we need to focus most on his presence and prepare ourselves to give everything to him and experience his comfort and joy in the process. It's so freeing not to be dependent on other people or surroundings. Let's focus on some tips together to transform the holidays as you recover from Thanksgiving. And actually, let me tell you, I posted something on social media, and I'm turning part of it into this devotional because I thank God that it resonated with people and helped people, and I certainly hope and pray it will help you today as well. Okay, 7 tips to transform the holidays. Number one, remove unrealistic expectations. Don't expect the world's definition of perfect. Perfect meals and gatherings will happen when Christ returns. And again, nobody, yes, nobody's going to have perfect holidays. But anybody can savor the Lord's perfect love. Tip number two, don't own other people's problems and conflicts. Ask God for wisdom. He will provide it. Number three, focus on the Lord and literally count blessings even though the holiday of Thanksgiving is over. Number four, read and do Psalm 100. Now I'm going to read that at the end of this devotional time. Number five, just enjoy the best parts of Christmas and New Year's. Give yourself permission to not dismiss the tiny, so-called tiny, treasures in your life that God has given you and that others still desire and wait for. Tip number six, when grieving, it's a good idea to rest more and reach out to someone else suffering this holiday season as we near Christmas and New Year's. Tip number seven, prayerfully get ready to give this Christmas. Now, I'm not talking about just shopping. Instead, let's not just rush and buy stuff without heart prep. Intentionally give God everything. Ask Him for His forgiveness. Confess all sin. Ask Him for forgiveness. And ask Him to help you forgive others so that you're truly ready to give whatever He leads you to give. And it's the heart behind the gift, not the size of the gift, that matters. So, only Christ can clean out our hearts and make us new. Ask Him to do that, and He will. Now let's read and do Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know, perceive, recognize, and understand with approval that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us, not we ourselves, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful and say so to Him. Bless and affectionately praise His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. Did you notice how it all depends on the fact that the Lord is good, even when things feel bad? That's an irrepressible source of true joy and comfort. He will carry you, and as you open yourself up to Him, He'll give you the greatest gift, Himself. And know that we are praying for you. You are loved by God and His people. Let's say a quick prayer together. Lord, we give you ourselves. We give you everything. Please cleanse us, fill us, use us. We rely on you alone for salvation and for everything about this Christmas season. We love you. We worship you. Help us to give your love. Pray for all listening and all prayer needs. Have your way, Lord, and come, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.